Good morning. Matthew West with us on WWIB on the WIB Wake Up Show as we get rolling with the best 5 minutes of the day, 56 degrees, and reaching Jason Cairns and transitioning to our instrumental music all in one fell swoop. Well, we got some reaction to our coffee bag question. Yes, Vicky and Vic. So, sense the commonality there. But both sent pictures. And, yeah, Vicky with, like, it's like a clamp, you know, like a clamp. That makes sense. A lot of times I think I'll see that for a chip bag or something. But, yeah, of course, for the coffee. And then Vic said, like, how about a clothespin?
Both good options.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually pour mine into a large jar.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when do you grind the coffee? Because that can get kind of noisy early in the morning.
I make it the night before.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. So, yeah, and it can get loud, but my family needs to wake up sometimes, too.
So. Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, so those are good suggestions. Yeah, if you have a clamp handy like that, and that's a good invention. Somebody came up with that. I bet it was somebody who felt like you need to close the coffee bag or something. So,
yeah. Or they had somebody in their house who just talked too much, and they were like, I got to figure out how to clamp this.
I thought that was what duct tape was for.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so let's see. The question I gave you yesterday, I gave you 23 hours and 55 minutes to prepare for this. And you must have not known what to do with that, because usually you find out on the spot.
Yeah, that's true. I probably just handled it like I normally would, is just not think about it for 23 hours and 55 minutes. So.
Unfortunately, that's how I did a lot of my schoolwork. But okay.
Right.
Actually, so the question is, loving difficult people. Yesterday, we kind of dealt with, I don't know if we came with a final answer, like why is it that whole take the log out of your eye, we're so slow to recognize our own responsibility or shortcomings? And we sometimes have that Limburger cheese, like the world stinks, but it's like, well, remove the cheese from under your nose. But what about loving difficult people? And certainly not denying we can be the difficult people for others to love, right?
For sure. You know, I think one thing I would say in terms of loving difficult people is recognizing the importance of our own needs in the middle of that. I think sometimes we're afraid to set boundaries with people or to make our own needs known. And so those of us who are long-standing people pleasers tend to just give in and give in and give in. And so I think one thing I would say is to make sure you are able to have good boundaries and to recognize your own value as well. You know, and I think one other thing is often being just direct with people. And again, I think so often we can dance around difficult topics rather than just stating things clearly.
I know that you're a Chuck DeGroat fan, and so I'm just curious, have you read his book, Toughest People to Love?
I have. It's been a while since I read that book. You know, I think he would talk about the same sorts of things in there. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, I think so often, even the difficulties that people bring to relationships are come from a place of wounding or a lack of love. Mm-hmm. And so I think there is definitely still a need for love in those places. But maybe that love is not, what's the word I'm looking for, just universal approval of how they're behaving.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we can't fix people, right?
For sure. Yeah.
But maybe we can be a tool to help, like, wow, when you do that, it hurts, you know, or that kind of thing.
Yeah, right. And I agree. I think you have to be willing to name that stuff when it shows up.
Mm-hmm. All right, so some thoughts on loving difficult people. All right, well.
Yeah.
No advance warning for tomorrow. Who knows what I'm going to bring up to you. So.
Yeah, it sounds good.
But we do have Acts 2, 24 through 28. Yesterday you read the scripture. Today, what you had to say in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you write this. You say, death could not imprison my son for long. I would not permit it and resurrected him. Peter pointed the Israelites back to Psalm 16 from their scriptures. I saw the Lord before me, for he never leaves me alone. His presence right beside me, this precious cornerstone. My heart was stirred to gladness. I sang aloud with praise. Every cell in my body dwells in hope each day. My God will never forget me nor leave my soul in death. His beloved son, uncorrupted, inhaling resurrection's breath. You have clearly marked the roads that lead to life. Walking in your presence, gladness replaces strife. Finally, beloved, these verses are prophetic. Indeed, all scripture tells the story of my son, yet there's also so much truth for you to take in here. I will never leave you alone. My spirit walks with you as you journey the path of life. Be glad, be hopeful.
Yeah, I think even just reading through those verses there really kind of stood out to me. That God has clearly marked the road for life, and that even in the midst of hard times, we can look forward to gladness.
So how does that work in terms of you're talking about quoting from Psalm 16, and then so when the scripture in Acts quoted that, you again use this imaginary approach of how God would message that to you? Is that?
Yeah, you know, so again, I think when we look back, if kind of what I do there is when I think about the Psalms, they're often written in verse, right? And so how do we bring it forward in a way that we can think about it in a more lyrical sort of way? I think that helps us to remember it, to get into the flow of what's being said. And so I chose to do that with each of these for me, too.
Yeah, that was interesting. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Today's number is 80. That's the percentage of Broadway shows that don't recoup their investment. Ah, hence the starving artist theme, right? Winter Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show on this May 22nd, WWIB. And we have a fantastic prize on the line, $25 in spending for CJ's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in downtown Menominee, a block away from Mabel Tanner.
Yeah, so again, if you want $25 from C&J's, the number to call is 715-723-2555, as long as you haven't won from us in the past 30 days. This is Tuesday Trivia, and we tried three times yesterday. Halvo didn't get a winner with the question. There are about 125 million of these in the world. About 125 million of what in the world at 715-723-2555? A lot of incorrect answers. Still trying to get on track with this one.
Yeah, absolutely. So great hearing from people all throughout the WIB listening area. Let's see if we can get a winner this morning.
Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Sherry from Bloomers.
Sherry getting in right away. What do you think, Sherry?
Well, this might be a little extravagant, but I'm going to say different kind of like bugs or, like bugs.
Okay, 125 million different kinds of bugs. Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry, Sherry.
It's not. Try again. 715-723-2555.
Sherry's the early bird. I mean, she was the first caller yesterday. You know,
that's true. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Will from Hillsdale.
Hey, Will.
Will, go ahead.
Is it lakes?
Is it lakes? I mean, again, Minnesota talks about their lakes.
We've got more.
Is it 125 million lakes? Will from Hillsdale? It's not. Call us back. Thank you, 715-723-2555. 125 million of these approximately in the world. There are about 125 million of what in the world? 715-723-2555. We have $25 for you from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop there in Menominee. Got the bubble teas, they've got the ice cream, they've got nostalgic candies, international candies. It's really incredible.
They got the whole globe covered.
715-723-2555. We've heard from Bloomer, Eau Claire, Menominee, Ladysmith, Chippewa Falls, Durand, Rice Lake, New Auburn, Prairie Farm, and now Hillsdale. But none of those communities has figured it out yet. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is PCD John from Ladysmith.
Hey, John.
Hey, John, what do you think?
I think hot air balloons.
125 million hot air balloons.
That's a lot.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, John. Good to hear from you. 715-723-2555. Still have time for more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Hi, this is Ruth from New Auburn.
Hi, Ruth.
Hey, Ruth. Go ahead.
Is it horses?
Is it horses? 125 million horses in the world. No, it's not. But
sorry, Ruth.
Do love the horses. Thank you, Ruth. Call us back. 715-723-2555. There are about 125 million of these. Of what in the world? Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry's back. Go ahead.
I'm going to say different cities.
Different cities. Okay. 125 million different cities. I know I grew up in Rice Lake. We've got our sister cities.
We've got a lot of them in Wisconsin. You figure out the country and the world. Could that be it? No.
No, it's not. Thank you, Sherry. Some great guesses. Some great guesses.
I'm thinking a hint coming next time.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. If we don't get this in three more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Taryn from Menominee.
Hey, Taryn, you had a birthday,
happy birthday
yesterday. You turned 6. How was your birthday?
Yes.
It was good? All right. Go ahead, honey. I know you're here to answer the question. What do you think?
I think it is strange.
You think it's trains. Is it trains? It's not trains. We're going to make the buzzer quiet.
I just started running that train from Milwaukee to Minneapolis running through La Crosse yesterday.
All right. Great job, Taryn. You call us back. Not trains. 715-723-2555. We can do two more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ruth from Tony.
Ruth, all right, Ruth, give it a shot.
Haven't heard from Tony yet, hometown of Jim Leonard, of course. Good morning. What do you think?
How about different types of candy?
Different types of candy. Would we be that clever?
That makes sense. What? That's not it, though.
But thank you for giving us credit. 715-723-2555. One final guess here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Andy from Andover.
Go ahead. What do you think?
Lakes.
Lakes. That was guessed. You can have a bonus guess real quick here.
I'll do Rivers.
You do Rivers.
Rivers.
Oh, sure.
All right.
Yeah. Guess Lakes. Is it Rivers? It's not. Thank you. Think about it. And we'll think up a hint. That'll be our big job. And in about 20, 25 minutes, we'll give you another shot at this.
Win It Wednesday. It's round two today. And the fifth time, we're going to try to get the right answer to this question with a fantastic prize from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop a block away from Mabel Tanner in Menominee.
Yeah, $25 for C&J's can be yours if you can answer this question. There are about 125 million of these in the world, about 125 million of what in the world? And we do have our first clue for you as well as we ask you to call 715-723-2555 with your guess.
Yeah, we had to work real hard to come up with it. You go ahead.
So the clue is these come in sets. There are about 125 million of these in the world and they come in sets.
Okay, what is it?
715-723-2555. What comes in sets? About 125 million of them in the world. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry is just
indomitable.
I'm just
wondering, when you played softball, were you leadoff?
I never played softball.
Well, she is ready to go.
You're a leader.
Sherry, what do you think?
I'm going to say sets of twins.
You're going to say sets of twins.
Could Why do you say that?
Yeah.
Because you said it comes in sets.
Yeah, okay.
Sets. Well, I mean, there's a lot of different ways you could go, I guess, when it comes with sets, too. But is it sets of twins?
It is!
You're aware, leadoff girl.
I think Sherry deserves this one as hard as she's been trying.
If there's anybody who owns Win It Wednesday, it's been Sherry over the last couple of years.
Well, congratulations, Sherry. We're going to give you $25 in candy. How about that?
That's awesome.
What kind of candy do you like, Sherry?
I like saltwater toffee, but my dentist doesn't like me to eat it.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, you enjoy C&J's. And, yeah, I don't know if we pat ourselves on the back for giving such a great clue or not. We were kind of, like, off the air conferencing thinking, oh, well, it might still take them a while if we give this clue. But Sherry,
She's too smart.
It helped you right away. So we get it done. Hang on the air for us, or on the line, rather, for us, Sherry, and we will get you your winnings. $25 from C&J's. They've got the international candies, the nostalgic candies, and we've got this solved, Alvo.
There we go.
We expected.
Sweet victory for Sherry. The Whip Wake Up Show on a Wednesday morning. We had a winner, Sherry from Bloomer, identifying 125 million sets of what in the world? And once we gave that clue of sets, she said twins, and she goes away a winner from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop. Enjoy that $25 you got to spend there. Block away from Mabel Tainter. But on to something different now, Caleb. Japan dealing with a big problem.
Yes, a big problem with the masked bandits of raccoons, and not only raccoons, but invasive raccoons.
Yeah, in fact, nearly 1,300 raccoons captured last year. That's about five times the number that were captured just 10 years ago.
So the island nation of Japan, apparently raccoons not native to Japan, and were brought into the country in the 1970s. Following the popularity of an anime show called Rascal the Raccoon. And so people are like, let's bring in the real thing.
They do love their anime in Japan. In response to the show, people in Japan began importing raccoons to keep as pets.
At its peak, more than 1,500 raccoons were being imported to Japan each year.
Yeah, but while the Japanese government moved quickly to ban both the import of raccoons and the practice of keeping them as pets, it was too little, too late.
Now, raccoons aren't always easy to keep as pets. Lovingly, I would say, duh. Uh-huh. But many Japanese families learned this the hard way and simply released their pets back into the wild after they became unmanageable in the house.
As raccoons have no natural predators in Japan, they were quickly able to establish a population, and now they're taking over. They found in each of the country's 47 prefectures, I guess like counties or something.
Yeah. Did an elf teach us anything?
States.
Raccoons aren't always nice. Also, Incredibles 2, the raccoon isn't very nice in that one either. Movies that...
Living
have
in
some bearing on real life.
Living in Liberia, we did have a pet mongoose and then a second one, and it felt certainly like we had a pet squirrel, is truly what it felt like. And if you've heard of the book Tiki Tiki Tave, you think about mongoose in that way. They weren't the big kind, smaller, but nonetheless, we've settled for a ferret, closest thing similar stateside. But yeah, I think a raccoon even worse. I can't imagine.
I mean, invasive ferrets does sound pretty intimidating. It's true.
WWIB, the WIB wake-up show. Well, I think of you with The Office, Caleb. You were a fan of that show. And John Krasinski has gone on from that show to great success. Most recently, the top movie at the box office over the weekend was his movie, If.
Indeed.
And so Gail King on CBS Mornings chatting with the actor, director, movie maker about this film. And we'll talk afterwards. Let's listen.
You described this movie, as you said, the most personal movie that you have made and will ever make.
I think so.
Because why?
Because I made this movie for my kids. I've always wanted to make a movie for my kids, but I wasn't sure what to do. And I had this idea to do something with imaginary friends, but I wasn't sure what my take on it would be. And I spent hours standing in the threshold of a door with Emily, watching our girls go into this magical world that as parents were not invited into.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just the joy and how much fun they were having. It was the authenticity, the idea that they were themselves.
Yes.
And they were fearless and they were doing all these amazing things, doing all these amazing voices. And then the pandemic hit. Yeah. I saw their light starting to go out. Yeah. And I saw that the world started to seep in. And that is the definition of growing up. And they started asking big questions. And one of them was, Daddy, are we going to be okay? And I just said, wait, I have to make this movie right now to show that that magical world, not a world that you don't know, a world that you created is there for you always. And you always have a friend that has your back.
Boy, great stuff, huh?
Yeah, I mean, and again, just hearing the care he has for his kids, and I can identify with that. Just watching your children play is one of the quiet joys that I've really found recently that I think God uses in my life to help bring me peace. Some of the turmoil,
you talked about
and anxiety,
that on Monday, yeah,
like
right,
that. Yeah. Sometimes it's just watching the kids and kind of the innocence there too, and man, it's one of the things I enjoy the most. So I'd really love to see this movie.
Yeah,
really
it would. Looks good, right? Ryan Reynolds. And I think the thing is that like the whole idea, the world is trying to pull your kids to grow up so fast. And this was a situation that sort of happened with the pandemic. But I think great advice is just like slow it down as much as possible, right? I mean, that's great. And I think embracing your imagination.
Speaking of that, of course, this song comes to mind from Mercy Me. I can only imagine.